The New Testament word that describes the highest form of love is agape. It is found 106 times in Scripture, and it depicts God's unconditional, unending, and perfect love. God gives His love to every Christian and commands them to love others as He has loved them. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, and you're listening to Fraser 365. This month, we're exploring what that kind of perfect love looks like, how God loves us, and how His love empowers us to love others here and now. So thanks for joining us, and we hope that this study will challenge you to show the love of Christ to everyone around you today and every day.
Welcome to Day 11 of Love Now. Today's title is Rejoices with the Truth. Warren Wiersbe said, "Truth without love is brutality. Love without truth is hypocrisy." Our text today is 1 Corinthians 13:6. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Today's verse connects the agape love of God to the truth. God is love, as seen in 1 John 4:8, and Jesus is the truth, as seen in John 14:6. Scripture reveals a dependent relationship between love and truth. Ephesians 4:15 reads, "Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ." 2 John 1, 3-5 reads, "Grace, mercy, and peace will be with us from the God, the Father, and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, in truth and love. I rejoiced greatly to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as we were commanded by the Father. And now I ask you, dear lady, not as though I were writing you a new commandment, but the one we have had from the beginning, that we love one another." The word for rejoice comes from the root word for grace and is defined as to delight in. Wrongdoing is translated from a Greek word that means not righteous. The love that originates with God does not delight in anything evil or unrighteous. Truth comes from the New Testament word aletheia, which denotes more than spoken truth. It means the truth of an idea, reality, sincerity, truth in the moral sphere, and divine truth revealed to man. In Greek culture, it was synonymous with something real as opposed to an illusion. Leon Morris gives this additional insight. "It is all too characteristic of human nature to take pleasure in the misfortunes of others. Much in our newspapers is the reporting of disaster or evil deeds, and our newspapers sell. Plainly, there is that in us to which reports of evil appeal. But love is not like that. Love takes no joy in evil of any kind. Rather, it rejoices with the truth. Love shares truth's joy. It cannot rejoice when the truth is denied. There is a stern moral undertone throughout the New Testament, and nothing is ever said to obscure this. Love must not be thought of as indifferent to moral considerations. It must see truth victorious if it is to rejoice. Truth is often connected with the heart of Christianity. Truth is set over against unrighteousness a number of times, and we should probably understand this wide usage here. Love rejoices in the truth of God, in the truth of the gospel. Kenneth Shenick provides extra understanding. "Love should not rejoice that someone we love has gotten away with injustice or pretense. Love would do whatever is in its power to see its beloved become right with God and in line with the truth. Sometimes, love must be tough to lead the beloved away from unrighteousness and to the truth. Love is not just about the beloved feeling good or not feeling pain. The highest love works for the greater and ultimate good of the beloved. Our love of God itself leads us to hate the evil and love the good. Truth gives meaning and direction to love. Love provides kindness, compassion, and sincerity to truth. Too often, the difficulty in our lives is connected to possessing one without the other. The daily call upon our lives is to seek their inseparable union. We must speak God's truth because of His love, and display God's love because of His truth. Here are some questions today. In what ways do you see Christians today rejoicing in unrighteousness? How would you explain the interconnection between truth and love? What are your thoughts on today's quote from Warren Wiersbe? Truth without love is brutality. Love without truth is hypocrisy. May God bless you in your efforts today to speak the truth in love. Thanks for joining us.